All right, John Bon Jovi recently talked about having some regrets on how things ended with Richie Sambora. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, Jimmy Copley, Live Nation on. Let's start there with Bon Jovi. Any chance of you hearing anything on Bon Jovi?
I was hoping to bump into him this summer because I usually see him sometime during the summer out in the Hamptons because he's got a home there. And every year I've been out there, I've bumped into him. Not that we're get together socially, but we know each other so well. So didn't see him this past summer. And but I just have a feeling he'll tour next year. You know, he's a great tour artist. He loves to tour. He's working on getting his voice back. His singing voice back. He could talk, but he needs his singing voice back. And I just have a sense he'll end up doing something next year.
That'd be cool if he got back together with Richie Sambora, because I think that's what the fans want.
I agree with you. And most great rock bands have a great lead singer and a great lead guitarist. You go right to the Stones with Mick and Keith, and you can go David and Eddie, and or Sammy and Eddie. And you can go right down the line, and most great rock bands have a great lead singer and a great lead guitarist. And I think when Bon Jovi doesn't have Richie Sambora, it's a bit different.
Right. Right. We want to see mom and dad together.
Yes. Yeah. True.
Will the People's Bank Arena be ready for Stevie Nicks?
It will be ready, that's for sure, for the public. I don't think the dressing room for Stevie will be ready, so we're going to have to deal with that.
Oh, what do you do with that? Do you get a trailer, or how do you handle that?
I have no idea yet. I'm waiting for them to invite me up there. I'm going to be in Hartford on Monday, and maybe if they wanted me to see it. I have a feeling they don't want me to see it yet.
That's not good.
Get more done. Well, the show's a month away from today, actually, so I'd like to see it, but I saw some newspaper articles on it yesterday.
Right.
And it looks like it's going to be a great venue, but I guess they're a little behind schedule, because when Stevie was scheduled, it was hopeful that she would be the first one to enjoy the new locker room, the new dressing room, and it's not. I have a guess we'll put her into the hockey locker room and dress it up, because I hear the hockey locker room is ready, and it's beautiful.
They're saying they spent $145 million. And I thought of you when I read this part of the article. The first thing ticket holders will notice is that the chairs in the lower bowl are modernized. The retractable seats are upgraded also. And now have a very requested but simple amenity of cup holders.
Yes, please send that to Howard. I'm seeing Howard today. I asked Howard to do that when he built the amp in Bridgeport. And he said, well, that's cost $200,000. I said, but you know what? People hate spilling drinks. I hate when I go to the garden, Madison Square Garden, and I see a concert, and I put a drink down, and somebody walks by me and knocks over my drink.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's so damn annoying, because I then have to get up and get a new drink. And I said to Howard, what I've done in my buildings, which I probably shouldn't say openly, but I will, I usually give a free drink back if somebody's really, if I know they really spilled their drink. You know, here's her drink. I don't want to pay again. So I said, Howard, you're going to save a lot of money. No spilled drinks. Anybody says they spilled a drink, they have a cup holder. So then they can't give you that excuse that they spilled a drink. And I always give free drinks. And Howard said, I don't want to give free drinks. I said, neither do I. But it's a nice thing to do. So Howard did put cup holders into the amp in Bridgeport, which is great.
It makes life a lot better.
Oh, yeah. It's a little thing, but it's a big improvement.
You're right. It's a little thing, but it's really a big thing.
Arena officials say that their goal is to have 30 concerts a year.
Wow.
Do you see that happening?
Well, look, we're not the only promoter that brings concerts in there, but I will say we have a show there in October of this year, which is Stevie. November, we have Playboi Carti in there, and in December we have Pentatonix in there. So we had three shows in there on sale now, although Stevie's basically sold out. Pentatonix is basically sold out already also. So, and we had a show in there in April. So we've had four shows there this year. The year before, 2024, we had only one show in there. So we are putting more shows in there. We have Cardi B coming in there in April. So that's another show. So we're starting up. We'll certainly bring more shows in there. To count them, it's difficult to figure that out at this point.
Right.
But they will have more concerts.
Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, people.
Good morning.
Obviously, you guys haven't been to a Foo Fighters concert. Is that your first one or what?
What are you doing here?
Right.
You calling to bust my balls?
No, I'm calling to ask you because I've been to, I don't know, probably 10 or 12 in the past 6 years.
Okay, bragger. I've been to one in the last week.
If I knew that, I would have been down there. Trust me.
Yeah, it was kind of a last-minute thing.
Big Foo fan. You know, we're on the Foo concert list, and I seen it pop up. I'm like, I can't leave.
Right.
But, no, he's got, even with Taylor and Josh, that's how he comes out, and that's how he plays through the whole thing.
Yeah, well, you could tell that, people are addicted to him. I think if you went to see him once, you want to go see him again. He's like a Bruce Springsteen, you know, because you just know he's going to leave it all on stage.
Yeah, but you can understand what he's singing. That's the other thing, you know. Everybody knows pretty much all the words because you can listen to it and understand them. That's all.
Yeah. So what made you call today? Do you have a question or is this an observation? What are we doing? What do you want us to know?
Observation because I just listened to your podcast from yesterday, I assume.
Okay.
And like I said, if I could have got down there, I would have. But no, we've been to Fenway Park twice, been to MetLife last year or the year before.
Okay.
When they had the two concerts, we went to the second one. The first one, I think, got rained out because of lightning. Been to Denver Mile High. This is all in the past, you know, like I said, 5 years.
Did you hear something in a podcast that made you think that we'd want to hear your list of Foo Fighter shows that you went to?
That sounded a little like you're bragging, brother.
No, the way you guys, you know, it sounds like you guys haven't been to, well, that was your first one.
It was my first one.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, no, that's how he plays all
the
time.
It's not a problem. Dave didn't have a problem with it. Jimmy didn't have a problem with it.
No, and I've been to more than one, and I've been to more than six Foo Fighter concerts, and there's no Foo Fighters concert like Tuesday night's Foo Fighters concert. So
yeah,
no offense to the stadium shows that you've gone to, but going to a Toad show with the Foo Fighters is a different world.
Yeah,
you're in a more intimate setting, is what I call it.
That's right.
Because, you know, I've done the ones in Boston.
Do you call radio shows in Boston?
Just to brag.
No, I do talk to ZLX if you want to call them guys.
All right, no, that's great. Why don't you?
I don't know if that's a sister station or not.
I wait all week to talk to Jimmy, and so no offense to you, Dave, but I could talk to you on another day.
I didn't know you were talking to somebody else. Sorry.
This is Jimmy Koplik, and you probably don't know who he is because you're from Massachusetts, but he books all the concerts in Connecticut. He booked the Stones at Toad's Place. Okay, he booked Billy Joe Toad's Place.
Oh, cool.
You know, when I see a Massachusetts license plate on the road, I'm going to push that frigging car off the road now.
Isn't that who you picture in every car with Massachusetts license plates? It's this guy. Oh, yeah, the thing you did wasn't as good as the one we did in Boston. Screw off, buddy.
No,
we had the best concert ever. Your frigging Fenway stinks. Green Monster stinks. Boston stinks. Go away.
Hey, you just got to look for the FF sticker on the back of the car.
Oh, my God.
Before you run me off the road.
He's just talking to himself. Doesn't even know anybody else is talking.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
All right, you too.
I don't think he really wants it.
What was that?
Out to lunch.
What was that?
Moses.
He called in. He was like, oh, yeah, I've been to a bunch of shows. I heard your podcast. I was like, okay, hold on.
So it's your fault.
If I had the choice of going to six Foo Fighter concerts in stadiums or one Foo Fighters concert at Toad's, I'd choose the Toad show.
Yeah.
It was very special.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, as I said yesterday, that's a memory for life. Foo Fighters and stadiums are memories, but not necessarily for life. That's all.
Yeah. I just, you know, I'm glad he listened to the podcast. I'm glad he felt compelled to call the show. I just don't know why he called the show.
He just wanted to flex on us.
I'm still trying to figure out what was the point of the phone call.
I don't know.
There was no point. If you could see me now, there's a big giant question mark above my head. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on. Greg in New Haven.
Good morning, Jimmy. Last week, you teased us about a possible announcement regarding Ghost. This past Monday, I'm assuming the Foo Fighters threw a monkey wrench into that, so I wanted to ask about Ghost. The second, I also just want to ask, I don't think I've ever heard you mention if you play an instrument yourself and if you have a collection of cool instruments that other artists have gifted you over the years.
Great questions.
Yes, it is a good question. I do have some instruments. I have a flute from Ian Anderson that he signed. I have a harmonica that Billy Joel signed.
Damn.
Wow.
When he played Piano Man, I grabbed his harmonica and he signed it. I have a number of guitars that Leslie West from Mountain signed.
Whoa.
That's
But I think that's... I have drum heads that J-Mo from the Allman Brothers signed and Ringo from the Beatles signed.
Damn.
That's what I've got. And as far as Ghost... I tried it last Monday to say something, but you're right. The Foo Fighters got in the way, so hopefully we'll say something about Ghost this Monday.
Oh. The tease.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Greg, what is going on over there?
Oh, you hear squeaking?
Yes.
It's my clutch. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought it was the windshield wiper.
I thought it was a rusty gate.
Oh, my God.
It sounded like the Tin Man and Wizard of Oz. Oil can! All right. Thank you, Greg.
Sorry about that. Thank you.
That's all right. Oh, my God, Jimmy. You know, yesterday we were running on the adrenaline from the Foo Fighters, and today we're running on the fumes. And before the show started, we're in the studio, and Vince and I are talking, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, blah, blah, blah. What? Huh?
Speak up, Vince.
My ears
ringing.
Yeah. Mine too, man. Since Tuesday night, it's just starting to calm down right now.
You're not going
to
yell like Dave Grohl. I'm not going to hear you.
And yell from the first song. He was screaming. It was amazing.
Of the four club shows they did, the Toads Place got the most traction on social media.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree with you, but I think that has a lot to do with Toads. The other three rooms he played were not great classic rooms. They were, don't get me wrong, they were interesting rooms that he played. But Toad's history, I think, added to the volume of social media action.
Yeah, it was everywhere. And I know my feed knows what I like, but it was everywhere.
Even the band's story, if you were following them on Instagram, for example. Like
they posted more from Toads than anywhere else.
It was like yeah.
And the Facebook, too. Yeah. Like, their Facebook has been posting the last couple of days, just pictures and pictures and everything. And, yeah, it's phenomenal.
Scott, New Haven.
Yeah, guys, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, Jimmy, first and foremost, thank you for all the years of concerts.
Thank
you. Not just from the other night, but all the years.
Thank you.
You're very personable. It's great seeing you out. I saw you when I was in line. Came over and talked about Michael's health and shit. So everything was good, I swore.
And S.
Yeah.
And S.
And Chaz, you too. I saw you too inside Toad. You came over. We talked for a little while. I was by the speaker. Still can't hear that well, but doing okay.
Yeah. I actually wore I wore earplugs actually for the first time ever in a concert on Tuesday night.
Wow,
that was smart.
Yeah, should have done
it.
Would
have been smarter if I did it 20, 30 years ago. Not this. Finally, did it finally.
The question I have, Jimmy, Pearl Jam. Anything going on?
No word on Pearl Jam. But I got to believe, and I really know nothing, that they'll tour next year. You know, wow. They're getting a new drummer, so I think that they're probably going to break in the new drummer. I would imagine they're going to want to put a new album out before they tour. It's been a while since their last album.
Any way of getting them in the Toads?
Boy, would I love that. Well, yeah, you know, have to follow this up. It's been 30, I figured last night it was 33 years between the last underplay, which is what we call those in the business, underplays, which was Bon Jovi in 1992, and now Foo's in 2025. I'll be 109 in 33 years. I can't wait 33 years. But even if I'm alive, I won't know what's going on. So I got to figure out how to get these more bands in here quicker.
Definitely.
There's something that happens when something like this happens, because I remember the Stones did it And then Bob Dylan did it because there was this aura around Toads where it was a cool thing to do. I have a feeling it would be a lot easier for you now to get someone of that nature in there.
I think you're right, and we're going to we put a list together yesterday of
artists
that might do it, and we're going to be in Bridgeport today, and we're going to sit down in Bridgeport and start assigning people to make some phone calls and see what we can do.
Who's on that list?
I would love to see that list. Exactly.
Oh, well, the list has 30 acts on it, so it's
cool.
Because the odds of getting this done are next to zero, so we're going to just spread out and get a lot of acts. See what those
got to start somewhere.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Oh, nice.
Exactly.
Well, Scott,
thanks again, guys.
Great call, man. Thank you. Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show right now, taking your calls and questions. 203-882-9757. There was a little bit of a ghost announcement here, right? That it's coming.
Yes. So it will be announced Monday. Just like I said last week, it would be announced this past Monday.
Right.
So, but as the gentleman just said, Scott said, the Foos did screw it up. But so we held the announcement for a week.
So Ghost, and where do you think, did you mention where?
I think it's going to end up at Mohegan Sun.
Okay.
I guess.
And that's a 10,000 seat venue. You think they'll sell that out?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Holy crap.
They're selling out like Madison Square Garden. Yeah, they're going all over. It's, you know, Europe, whatever.
Got a lot of texts here. Tim from Waterbury would like to know what's going on with the Watkins Glen documentary.
They just hired a new director, and it's the never-ending saga of will it ever get done? I'd say it's 50-50. It's painful.
It's tough because it's such a beautiful...
It's painful.
Yeah.
Look, they need to raise $1 million. They're looking to raise money. They got a new director. It's been 3 years already, so I have, you know, they talk to me every once in a while, but I don't really know.
Do you think they need $1 million? There's been a lot of movies, great movies, made for like $46,000, you know?
The music's going to cost a lot.
The rights.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
I honestly think Forrest Gump changed that for everybody.
Mm.
They just crammed that double album full of everybody, and they're like, "All right, we gotta start charging more for this. Yeah. You can't just use our music for nothing."
Here's a question. This is from Gina in Manchester. Will Chris Stapleton add a third show at Mohegan?
No, only two shows, February 27-28, and it goes on sale tomorrow.
Craig from East Haven. Huge thanks to everyone involved for the Foo Fighters show. Once in a lifetime experience.
I agree with him.
How did your crew mesh with the Foo Fighters crew?
Oh, beautifully. Thank goodness. Because, when a stadium band plays a club, they expect a lot. But the Foos are very down to earth. And Toads and our people get it. We get it. We understand how to treat them. As you saw when I sent you the picture, we redid the whole dressing room.
Right. Mm.
So we made it comfortable for them.
And Toads has had so many big names. This was something they could easily handle. The sound system there is great. And your crew, you know, we're lucky to have a crew like you and your people, Bozzy and all those guys and girls, such high level in a small state like this. So I'm sure they appreciated that.
No question about it. Look, I said it before, for a state that only has 3 million people, we have a lot of music in this state. A lot of big stars come here.
Tristan from Vernon, any news on Anthrax?
No news right now. No, nothing.
Joe Bonamassa.
I'm hoping to have Joe Bonamassa in Bridgeport at the Amp in August of next year.
Chris from Beacon Falls wants to know about deathcore band Lorna Shore.
I know who Lorna Shore is. Actually, believe it or not, because I think we've been asked about Lorna Shore before on this show, so I looked it up. No touring plans at the moment, but we are talking about a possible late spring, early summer tour.
Hailstorm just recently played. Will they come back? That's Richard from Bethlehem.
I was there that night. I don't believe they're talking about coming back. My guess is they'll do a new album first and then tour next year.
Chris from North Brantford wants to know about Blackberry Smoke.
Blackberry Smoke's playing College Street in, I don't remember when. It's not my show, but I just saw the ad yesterday.
Korn.
Hopefully next summer. Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, they had a big summer this year, too.
Then Collective Soul coming to Toad's Place tomorrow night.
Yes. Tickets still available.
Still available, which is shocking.
I agree. I thought it would blow right out.
Because that's another band. You know, they played recently at the Amp with Live, and I think that was either sold out or close to it. When I was looking around, I was like, this looks like a sellout.
Yeah, it was a sellout. It was a sellout. But it's 85% sold out right now, so it's going to look great, and it's going to get close to selling out. I don't think it will end up selling out, though.
All right. Former intern Fathead, who now works at ESPN, quote, we need Oasis at Toad's Place.
Okay. I'll gladly talk to those two brothers and see how they feel about that.
Yeah, talk to them separately, please.
Okay, guys, you make about $5 million a show. Come on down to Toad's Place and make $500 for this show.
That's the other thing with the Foo Fighters. They made enough to just cover expenses, right?
No, they didn't even make that much.
Oh, damn. Wow.
No, they didn't even make that much.
So I thought you said $25,000 on the air.
Right.
And so that's not enough to cover expenses?
No, definitely not. Definitely. Their crew is big. They were in town, not the band, but the crew was in town the day before because the load-in had to start early that morning.
True.
They were there the day we put, you know, the day before because we put tickets on sale. So no, they did not make money.
Oh, they lost money on it.
Yeah.
Whoa. But it's a great commercial for this upcoming tour.
Right.
Unquestionably.
Right. Yeah. They got it all back in social media exposure.
Well, but the tour's in Japan.
Now, right? So yeah, what do you think? By summer it'll be here?
Yes, I think they'll tour next summer, is my guess.
And do you think that you would try to get them at Rentschler, or where would you put them if you could get a Connecticut date?
I would try. It matters who they're playing with, the other act, because most tours are two or three acts. I would love to see them at Rentschler. I think this has propelled them into a stadium show in Connecticut. But they're not talking to me about it, so we'll see what happens.
Right. But, man, my ears are still ringing.
Yeah, you know, every time it goes silent, I just hear a little ee.
Yeah, me too.
It should leave you in about 3 weeks.
Yeah. I need another couple hundred naps. Jimmy Koplik, thank you so much, man.
You got it, guys. Speak to you next week.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.